Begin the current daf Masechtas Yuma daf Nun Vav. We begin Amarav. We begin the Tesis Masa. Begin the words of the Gemara. Asara Meiser Bishon. Okay, he doesn't have any vessels. He bought the one from the Kutim. So he has to separate the Trumas and the Meisers. Takes off 10 for the Meiser Bishon. That's 10 for 100. Tisha Meiser Sheni, and then you're ready to go up 10. You're remaining with 9. You're remaining with 90. So you take off a 10th of that, which is 9 for Meiser Sheni the second time. Which Tesis points out, loved up, because not really precise. Because Shari Kimin Shekhar Nothel Makos, you already took it from the 100 Shnei Lugan the Truma, you already took it from 2 Lugan the Truma, so in early Yud Shleim of Maisarishan. It's not an exact 10, a complete 10 for Maisarishan, because it's a 10th of 98, which actually be 9.8, and not 10. And also, but Tishle Maisarishan, I mean, I can have 9 for Maisarishani, because if you take off from 98, 9.8, you're not going to have the remaining quantity to be 9. 90 to have exactly 9 for Meiser Sheni. And then Tosafot addresses a question to maybe answer and say, oh, be'elam, but don't say no, maybe. The Chashina, because maybe we're concerned, Shema Kuti Tam Truma Gedola. No, maybe the Kuti did take off Truma. And what you're buying from him right now does not require Truma. Oh, Lahachi, and therefore you'll say, Elamite Bishvot Truma, that you shouldn't diminish the amount of Meiser Rishon Meiser Sheni. You shouldn't diminish how much you're going to take off Taifing from the 100 that you're buying, because the Truma that the Yid gave. But those two lugan that you're quote unquote giving to Truma to Akayan. Wait a second. The Shemekah Horma Truma, maybe the Truma was already taken. But then it turns out that that Truma is not really Truma because Truma was already taken. It needs to be typed itself. And therefore, it actually is precise 10 and 9. Which first place points out, but it says, Vamaisa is not mitzoch lach l'sakin. And the tithes themselves, what do you mean, tithe, fix it? I'm giving it to Akayan. No, tithe themselves needs to be fixed. If it's not really obligated, because Dima Habali Marbid Meisers, might be giving too much Meisers, as the halacha is regarding when you give Meiser, which is not really Meiser, that itself is going to be Tavel. So maybe that's the reason why it's exactly 10 and 9. So it's like, Elam, can don't say this because Demtikin Akuti, because if Tukuti did fix his produce, Tikin Kurai did appropriately, and then he gave Truma and Meisers. And we're obviously concerned that he didn't. Then Loitikin, if he didn't fix it, Loitikin Chol, he didn't fix it at all, even the Truma, because the Bereshit Lalev previously explained, unlike that of the Amoritz regarding Demai. And again, therefore, it's not, we're not going to say that maybe give Truma and didn't give Meiser. So next test of Master, begin with the Gemara Dibri Meir. This is the opinion of Dibri Meir. Tracy explains three types of categories of qualification in this halacha of Breira, which in that discussion, Tracy resolves many different contradictions and Tanoim and Merom regarding that in one place they say Yesh Brera, another place they say Ein Brera. And so Tosis is going to explain the difference between what's Brera and what's considered a condition. First, Tosis is going to discuss the element of a qualification of that a person stipulating and he's verifying what he said, which resolves three contradictions in the opinions of Remeir, Rava, and Shmuel. Says Tosis like this. Says Mashmach, it sounds like from over here, from the Brisa we brought. This is Remeir Brera, the Remeir holds of Yesh Brera. It's exactly what he's doing when you buy the wine from the Kutim. And later on, you'll know which was the Truma, which was the Meiser. Problem is, Perkish Bachar, the Gemara Bachar of Mechazim and Alfamar, the Gemara says, the Svilei Kravasi, that Remeir holds a Kravasi, Dama that says, Achat Shacholku, brothers that divide the inheritance, Mefzi Yoshin, Mefzi Kuchas, half is Yerusha, half is considered bought, meaning, because the Mesafka, Kuchas, Kiyoshim, is not sure, is like that like they bought, or is it like inheritance, which we're not sure exactly in this halacha, is it verified that this was always mine or not? Which that's the difference between Yershin or Lekuches. So Amasavkali is Breir Eloi. So you see that Ravasi, who was saying the Gemara, but this is Remei Holzag, was in doubt if this is Breir or not. So that seems to contradict what our Sugya sounds like that according to Meir, he holds Yesh Breir. So that says Vishal Chalak, you could differentiate Ben Hocha over here in our Sugya. He's stipulating. And he's going to verify what did he mean when he says there's Truma over here, there's Maiserishan over here. Lahi da'achat shechalku. That's different than the case over there in Bechiris regarding brothers that are dividing in the state. They're not stipulating and verifying anything at all. It's just in Halacha, we don't know what's happening. That's the difference that over there he's not sure if he's saying Brei, but over here, that type of Brei he does hold. Because it's just verifying later on what you had originally stipulated. Well, with this, you could also answer the Rabbi Muki Hossam Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Karavasi. Rabbi explains with the Rabbi Meir Yehuda, they also hold like this Rabbasi, which they're not sure about if it's Breir or not. Rabbi said that they both hold that there is Breir. So How do we resolve it? The same idea, just like we said, for a mayor, that yes, we hold this brayer when you're stipulating and you're going to verify what you stipulated, in contrast to what's happening in the automatic process, which that not necessarily, do we say retroactively revealed, that was always that person's. So you could answer the following contradiction. The Shmuel, Dhamma Perak Basa the Bay, Shmuel holding the last Perak and Bay, Dhamma Zama Bay, Dhamma Zama Bay, Dhamma Zama Bay, even by rabbinical, he doesn't hold the prayer. Gabishnaim Shalakhu Chavas Behem Bashutras, by two people that buy together partnership, a barrel and an animal. Yet in Perak Mishalakhu, the Gemara Gitna Vayin Him Bay, he's asking Shmuel, Begita, the Shchimera, Shmuel instituted by the get of a dying person, which that's Halacha Dei Reisa Gitten, Im Loi Mati, if I don't die, Loi Heget, shouldn't be get. Vim may see if I do die, Yeheger, it should be again. Vim loy may see if I don't die, etc. All these different stipulations. Lachimai is, have a get, Gita, when he dies, should be a get. So, one thing we see is that if you make a stipulation, Shmuel holds that the get's going to take effect. So, Alma, so although we don't know what's going to be, but Alma, that Philip de Reis is Librarian, that by biblical law, even biblical law, you know, it's, oh, retroactively, will be verified regarding what was going to be the circumstance if and when the get's going to take effect. That's how the Gemara is medayik within the Chafei Mabeis, that the way the get is taking effect is not from a stipulation, rather from the law of Breira. As we find, the Pirush Rashi Sham Hatam, the Choshev Le Breira, why is it considered a Breira of retroactive clarification? It's not like all of the stipulations are the master because the person makes a condition by get. Why? Why is it different? Because by a tanai should be able to lekayim because shemas nalem, he's able to fulfill the stipulation that he made. Because this guy might get a tanai, have a get in my face. So when the condition is fulfilled, so it's retroactively get. The hasam lav shem breira have a get. That's over there. It's not a situation of breira that it's a get. It's not retroactive verified. Oh, when the tanai? No, that was the stipulation. Aval halachim but be'dayim beyad where it's not in his hand, because it's regarding when he's going to die or if he's going to die, which no one knows. Not in his hand. Stipulation is a doubt, and the stipulation is fulfilled on its own. Rashi says that if not for Breira, it would not be get. That's the end of the court of Rashi. So, based on that, so you see that the reasoning of Shmuel and Gittin is if not because of Tanai, rather because of Breira. So now we have that stira. He holds even by rabbinical ain't brera, but by get, which even biblical law, he holds yes brera. Which the Fortes' answer is based on what he was saying. He first asks on Rashi's qualification on what he says is the halacha as tanai. That we're saying that a tanai that's not dependent on the person, so then that's like by the case of get, that has to be from the laws of brera. But then says, Tosis says, behold the parach. Berg called Arvin. This is the Gemara asks in Arvin of Lamazim and Beis. Amiyata, if that's the case, so Lefan of Shnei, Yudim, Mayim, Shal, Tebel, if a person has in front of him two pomegranates of that were untied. Bam, and he says, Im Yeridu, Kishamim, Hayoyim, if it rains today, Yehze, Chumal, Zeh. Let this one be Chumal, that one. Bim, Lav, if it doesn't rain today, Yehze, Chumal, Zeh, let the other one be Chumal, the other one. Hachinami, so the Gemara asks, are you going to say that the Lehi have a Truma? That it's not going to be Truma? Which Tosis says, That wording is the mashmat sounds like chapashla davet truma. That for sure, that in that situation, it's going to be truma. But one thing we see from that sugya is that a person can make a stipulation that the truma should take effect, even a condition that's not dependent on him, because the rain is not in his hand, it's not in his control. And you see, it's not about the laws of Bereira. That contradicts what Tosis had explained to Rashi, that would be considered as Bereira. So that Tosis says, no. That most definitely, that such a case would not be tonight. And Lamanda Islay Breira comma, the Gemara there's Togma, according to the one that holds of Yesh Breira, then, of course, it should take effect. Or you know, I mean, another approach you could say, Lamanda Leslay Breira comma. No, it's even going according to the one that holds that you don't say Breira, retroactive clarification. But Kivin de Masna Ben Yerid Ben Lo Yerid, since ultimately he stipulated that something should take effect, whether if it rains or it doesn't, then Chashav Tvei. So that's definitely considered more significant as that there should be truma, and that was a biased question over there, that if you say, which the sugya there's too much shira in the Karim, that you need to have it, so why would it take effect, albeit that we know in that case it would be taking effect. So one thing is that it's not difficult on Rashi, who makes this differentiation between Tanai, which you could fulfill on your own, to Breira, which is when you cannot fulfill on your own. But now Tosfos comes back, so okay, so then we have a contradiction in the opinion of Shmuel, based on Rashi's reading of that Suya. That's a Tosfos, but Hashlev Yachil Shekalak, now based on the differentiation where we had made, Bein Heichashim of our Dvar, where when he's verifying what he himself had said, Leichad Lekamamidi, when he doesn't say anything, it's just automatic process, Nichanamid Shmuel, now Shmuel is also resolved. Because the Behid Behem, Lekamamidi didn't say anything over there, it's an automatic process. Yeah, there is no Brera. But when you did, then it will be a halacha of Brera, even though it's biblical logo, like by the case, like the, by the case of Get. The dentist says, when we begin to say, based on what we said, Imkain. So if this is the qualification, then my part Mamruva, what is the Gemara asking about becoming of Samach Tazim based on Rabbi that seems to contradict himself? Because the Isle Brera, Behid Chol Meslakid, regarding the Sugid by Chol Meslakid, he says that there is Brera. By the case of the brothers dividing holds that there's no brera. How do you resolve this halacha of brera or not in Rabbi Yechonon? So on that as Taisis, what do you mean? Lashani, why didn't the Gemara answer the Ashkelik bin Heichachim of Ardvarov? Why can't you say there's a difference between when he's verifying his words, Kahido Chol Meslakit, by the case of Chol Meslakit, where all those that were modest, that they said that all the produce should be hefker. And it just has to be verified which one are the ones that are going to be the hefker ones are the ones that they're going to take. So that you'll say yes, brer. But by the case of the Achan Shechalku, where that they didn't stipulate anything, that should be the case when there was an brer. And moreover, the Gemara actually retracts from what it states because of this question. Why? Why can't you say? I mean, it retracts from the wording of how it was originally quoted of the Salach of Kol Meslakit. Why? So Stacey, so much you could say is Mishum de Nichli, because anyway the Gemara wanted to answer Lo Ilam Kol Nilkat, because there's a Mishnah that should have the same wording as Kol Nilkat, as it said in the Mishnah. It also preferred to say that you don't have to switch it around. In other words, if it would be Kol Nilkat, then you don't have to switch around the attribution of the opinions of the Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Deis. Therefore, but right, technically the Gemara could have given the answer that we just said, because it's a true Chiluk. But another answer you could give is Kiab Mishani Namahachi, because even had we given the answer that we're saying over here, it depends if he's verifying his words or if it's just happening by itself. Still, the Gemara had to give the answer that it was giving, because Akati Abakashal Mehidachal again, because it would still be difficult for the Gemara getting the Chofayim right after. The Kina Hasim, the Gemara is Medaik over there, Rebuchan, unless they prayer, that he does not hold the prayer. Because the Amari says, Ava Achrin, even the last case over there in the Mishnah Nami in the Paisal that he holds is not a problem. Avagav the Hasim Nami Vari Devarov. Even though over there he's also verifying his words of Masna, and he's stipulating the Ezra Sheretz Agarsh, but for whichever one I want, I'm going to divorce. So, since anyways, you see over there that he holds, there's no Brera. And so therefore, that's something that, anyway, we see Yubichan does not hold to this Chilik. Because that's even if a case of stipulation, which is the Chilik we're making, he holds Ein Brera, so the Gemara cannot have answered that answer. But a meal, however, Tais does point out, ki avid hasim tzichusa betrei meal Rabbi Yechonon, when the Gemara has to say that why does he have to say two times that aim breira? So have a matzal member, the Gemara truthfully could have said that iit mahahid haachan shachalku. Had we said the case of the brothers when they divide, have I mean I would have thought to say hasim hu aim breira, maybe only but they say aim breira mishum delim avar debar because they didn't verify his words. But here, where he tells the scribe to write, and whichever one I'm going to want a divorce with, I would have thought to say maybe there is brera, because it's actually, that's the case of like what Tais is making this chiluk of, where he's verifying his words. So Tais, you're right. But anyways, it tells us a good reason why he needed both. But you're right, we could have said that chiluk that we said over here in Tais. Now, this was all in the first principle of Tais, of the concept of masna mavar dvar, where he's stipulating and verifying what he stipulated. Now Tais gives another concept regarding what's called davar ha'emed lezbar, something that's going to ultimately be verified, which also resolves two questions regarding this contradiction of Shmuel that we mentioned, and also the contradiction in Rabbi Yesi. As Tais says, v'odish l'tar tahid Shmuel. You could also answer, as we mentioned before, the contradiction of Shmuel regarding if he holds yesh b'ir or not, b'inyan achra in another way. Why? Because the begitten, by the case of if I'm going to die or not die, and so on and so forth, regarding the case of gitten, hadavar ha'emed lezbar, this will ultimately be verified. Because he's going to live or die. There's going to come a judgment day. So therefore, that's what we're going to say. Yes, regarding the case of the barrel and the animal, maybe they'll never divide it. Maybe never divide it amongst the two of them. So then we can't say with their brera, because you can't say yes, brayer regarding something that you never know if it's even ever going to be verified. Now, based on this principle, Tosfos resolves another contradiction that we had said regarding Rabbi Yisi. B'chein on the tzrichim loymer, so do we have to say the leitikshu Rabbi Yisi the hachad Rabbi Yisi beperek misha achzor over the end of an gimel and alf. The kamar, because he says mahi based on yamim. What's the case of the woman in those days that when there was a sick man who gave a get to his wife and he says the get should take effect samach lemisasei right before he dies. So the gemara wants to know. So okay, what's he in all those days? We don't know his status in those days because he might die at any moment and might be the moment before he dies. So Bishem, he says, Megreshes vein Megreshes. She's divorced, but she's not divorced, meaning it's a Safik. Ulechimai is Habikita. And when he dies, it will be a get. So obviously we see the Yesh Breira. Obviously we say, but okay, whenever that's going to be, it's going to be verified that that's when it's a get. But didn't we just say that he holds that, that he holds Ein Breira? That, that seems to contradict what he says in elsewhere that in Breira, in our sugya over here, that he holds that the wine is forbidden. So that's the thesis. Oh, what we're saying makes sense. Because in the case of purchasing the wine, so it's not necessarily going to be verified because maybe the flask is going to burst. But by getting where for sure the person is going to live or die, it's going to ultimately be verified. So that's a second hagdara of chiluk if when you'll say yes, Breira or not. Now thesis says his third category of someone making himself dependent to verify on himself or on other people, which that says Taisis, it will be another approach to answer this last question of Abisi. He says, Mi b'lav achilah kasha. But anyways, this last question of Abisi is not difficult because the Masa Chalak, you can give a different difference. Ben Hecha, the Taila, Bedasas, where he makes it dependent on his own intentions, where they're less labor, that you can't say retroactively it's verified. When he's dependent on others, that his life and his death depends on him, and he on his own could decide, yeah, I want to be some misasai. So there's no doubt on his part. He just doesn't know when it's going to be. Oh, therefore, that's where Bisa would hold. Yes, Breira, that could be retroactively verified because when you're being dependent on yourself, so you still have an element of suffix. So that's not considered valid. But when it's you, everything you are part of already decided, so then you could say, yes, Breira. Now, but according to Rava, that's brought in the Sefer Gittin, that he does not differentiate between if you depended on yourself or on other people. So, Lashani, he could answer this contradiction of Rabbi Yisi. The reason is because Rabbi Yisi over here says, very simply, why you won't say Breira, because of the concern of the breaking of the flask. But it says, but it's typical according to the one that does not differentiate between, like we just last Hagdar that we had given, because the Shemin Lord Rabbi Yisi less like Breira, because we know Rabbi Yisi holds that he does not hold a Breira. So therefore, it wouldn't be effective what Taisa had said to differentiate, even in his first answer, where you're verifying your words, because that's Ava Pisha Masna Mavar Devar. That's even when he's stipulating and verifying his words, he still holds less Breira. But Perk Kopai Arvin, they even double Zayim or Beis. Well, if someone says, Maisa Shane Yishish Lubais, that the Maisa, when they have my house, Yemukul Al Sela, should be deconsecrated on the coin, should tell me my kiss that comes out of my purse. Rabbi Yisi says, Lechil. It's not deconsecrated because he holds Ein Breira. Because as long as it wasn't taken out of the purse, we don't know which one it's going to be on. So we see that clearly Rabbi Yisi holds Ein Breira, even though he's verifying his words. So according to the third Hagdara that we just gave to the friendship between Tovah Dasas and Tovah Dasachem, so it makes sense because you can answer that by Ervin, where he's making it dependent on himself because he's taking it out, that doesn't work. But by Gittin, that would work. Now, but according to the second answer we gave for Shmuel, so that makes sense because over there it's talking about where it's ultimately going to be verified if it's going to live or die. But by Ervin, where it's not going to be definitively verified, maybe the coin's never going to come out from his person, maybe he's never going to take it out. So therefore, and the reason is because of Shema Yigdav, maybe it's going to get stolen, maybe he'll leave it there forever. So therefore, that would be a good Hagdar. So Taisus gave three different Mahalchim in the laws of Breira to differentiate when someone might say Yesh Breira and come to other places, I'll say Ein Breira. But now Taisus goes back to this point of Rashi's differentiation between what's Breira, what's Tnai, and he explains that if you don't explain like Rashi, then there's no contradiction at all, even in Shmuel in the first place. As Masha Tzachmul Chalak Lib Shmuel, this is where we have to differentiate, give these two roots according to Shmuel. Because the Perek Mishnah also in Gittin Avayim Beis we find is like Breira. He holds that there's Breira, and elsewhere we saw he holds Ein Breira. So it says Hainu LePerush Rashi. That's only according to Rashi interpretation. The Perush that he explains the Gabna Na Mishach Breira. That has to be relying on the principle of Breira, and hence you see he holds that Yesh Breira. And the reason is because the Dami L'Shat tonight the Amuk is not comparable to a regular stipulation. Avo, but says Taisi, yeah, I mean, but if we say the Chol Dabeshu can't deny the anything that's similar to a stipulation, Leishach Breira, then it's not really applicable to the concept of Breira. So therefore, even by the stipulation of if I'm going to die or not, even though he cannot fulfill it, Kehid Shmuel Demisha Agzoi. Oh, then like Kashami, there's no difficulty because you could say that really Shmuel holds Ein Breira, and over there when he holds. So to speak, Yesh Breira, it's not really Breira, it's really Halach of Tznai. And behold, the Daik, prepare, call again, this is the Gemara, it's the Daik, within the Chof Heim, and Beis, Mehid Demahi, Beis Na Yamachulu, where you say, oh, what is the status of that woman in those days? And we said, L'chimayis, Habigita, and when he dies, it's going to be Get. So we say, Ami Yesh Breira, and this is where Rashi proves that this is different than all other conditions. Rather, it's applicable to the laws of Breira. So, says Taisa, no. It's not like Rashi that explains that it's not a condition that he's able to fulfill. Rather, Hayin Mishum the Kamin Lam Perek Mishum. That's what the Gemara explains within the Avayin Gimel Beis. Ba'imur he says Me'isha Ni Ba'Eila. He says it should take effect from a moment when I'm still in the world. Kalim. In other words, Sha'achas Kol Mesasi Im Yamus. A moment before he dies. If he dies, now that's not like Shmuel's teaching where there he may get dependent on his death and nothing more. And if he dies, the condition is fulfilled and the Get takes effect from the moment he gave it. And there's no doubt over here that's verified. It's just a regular classic stipulation. Contrary to that Mishnah over there, that besides the condition if he's going to die or not, there's another doubt. And that's when is that moment of the get going to take effect? Therefore, at the time that the get should take effect, it's not obvious if it's going to take effect or not. Rather, after he dies, we say, it was actually retroactively verified. There was one moment before he died. And therefore, it's possible to say that Shmuel holds in Breira, and there's no difficulty. But now Tesa asks, on his own opinion, that even by a stipulation where he cannot fulfill, it still will have Aloha as a Tanai, not like Rashi says, because of Breira, it says, but a Miu Kasha. Mehidim bo chacham amizach min aloha, that says that if the sage comes to the east, and so on, regarding that he stipulated regarding where should be the Erev, Derech Tanai, that's done in the format of a Tanai, you have a Karle Breira, it's like Rashi, we call it Breira, because again, it's not in his it's not in his control. It's not something that he knows. And that's what says Yishlo Chalik, but you can differentiate. Lefish Manich Shnei Erevim, because ultimately he's putting two Erevim. So therefore it is similar to Breira, because there's another doubt over here, and that's where at the end of the Erev is going to be. It says Tzayis Ve'en Erev, but that doesn't seem to be correct. But then there's another question on my Peshat, says Tzayis. Hold on, Perikol again. This is the Gemara, says Perikol again, over there on the Chofeim Abeis. I'm going to cohabit with you. I'm going to ask you to Abba on the condition that my father wants this Kedushin. It's also a way of stipulation. And still we call it with a Breira. So Eli Raza says, Rashi's interpretation is the primary. Although it's done in the way of a stipulation, but keeping the Torah of Dovashim and the since it's making it depend on something that's not in its control, then Kareel and Breira, then we do call it Breira, and therefore we had to ask the question that we asked and give the answer that we gave.